This is Dean with First Choice Sprinkler Brand. I'll help you.
Good morning, Gene. It's Amy Chapman with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Amy. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I reached out to you a couple times yesterday around 6 and 6:30, but I think you might have been in a bad area. You're still driving or something.
Yep. I am ready now, though, if you're ready.
All right. I'm ready now, too, sir. What's your last name?
Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N.
And your best, the best email address for you, Gene?
It'll be Gene Dillon, that's G-E-N-E, D-I-L-L-O-N, 571 at Gmail.
Okay. So as the lead on your account, it's my job to make sure you're getting what you want and need out of the program, Gene. So the first thing I do is I send out a couple of emails. Now, the first two are going to be labeled Client Dashboard and Analytics, as well as Google Advertising. You're locked in at that $249 rate, never to go up for change, with all the program details listed right there. Now, with this, the next two emails that are going to come through are going to be from the Local Splash support team, and they're going to be labeled your initial invoice as well as the welcome email. The phone number that I see here is, and the one we're speaking on, 904-489-7720. That's the best phone number for you?
Correct.
Okay.
That's the business number.
Beautiful. Does it receive text messages?
It does, yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to send out a series of text messages, and we will enable text messaging from the clients as well. So the first one coming through is my direct phone number and extension line. The second one is the number for client support. It's the same phone number, different extension. We have a 24-hour phone answering service, so if you need to call outside of regular business hours, which for you are going to be 10 to 7 Eastern Standard Time, then you will be able to speak with a direct individual. They will record down your question, and then they will have an agent call you back at the following business day. The next two texts coming through are going to be a six-minute tutorial that walks you through how to track your success with the program, and then, of course, the benefits to the call tracking system. Now, in order to drop the pin for Google, is that going to go to 540 U.S. 90 West in Jacksonville, Florida, 32234?
It is not. No. No, it's going to go to our other shop. And it is 5370 Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N. Hale, two words, H-A-L-E.
Okay. Road, Jacksonville.
Yep, Jacksonville, Florida.
32221.
Correct.
It auto-populates for us. That's the greatest thing about Google.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Exactly. There's no guesswork. So if they, you know, because sometimes they do change the territory a little bit with the zip codes once in a while, and then you're, like, you don't always remember, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Is there any suite number or anything like that?
No, just that address.
And this is a brick and mortar, correct?
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. Then we don't have to hide that on Google. That's going to give you even better traction there, Gene. And I know when we spoke previously, you had said we want to focus primarily on the sprinkler and irrigation, right? We're not looking for lawn service. We're full on lawn service, right?
Yeah, not looking for any more lawn service. We are actually overbooked on that.
Okay.
Yeah, only irrigation.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And then I'm looking here at everything. You have a Yelp. It looks like First Choice Sprinkler Repair and Lawn Care. So what are we going to call this business? Are we calling this
First Choice Sprinkler Repair.
Sprinkler Repair. Okay. All righty. Let me get that. Oh, not D. That's an S. Okay. There we go. We got that going for us. The radius that y'all looking to target, do you want to go by county, city name? You want to go by miles? How would you
target? Yeah, go by county. County.
Okay. Go ahead. Which county?
All right. Duval.
Duval.
Yep.
Okay.
D-U-V-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Clay County.
Okay.
St. John's County.
St. John's County. Yes, sir.
Ponte Vedra, Jacksonville Beach, and Ponte Vedra Beach.
Okay, Jacksonville Beach. All right, you're going to have to spell that last one for me. You know that one's crazy.
Yeah, P-O-N-A.
P-O-N-A.
Yeah, I believe it's dang, I don't even know now. P-E-P-E-P-R-A, I believe it is.
Okay, is it all one word?
No, it is two words.
Okay, let me throw it into Google here. Okay, P-O-N-A.
Yeah, there you go. That
P-O-N-A, and then what's the last part, do we think?
I believe it's C-E-D-R-A.
C as in cat?
No, V as in Victor.
Victor. V-E. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ponte Verde Beach.
Ponta,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I got you. Okay. How it said it. Holy
shit. Was I even close?
No. We were P-O-N-T-E, not P-O-N-T-E.
That's right.
And then
that's
Verde.
Right.
So since we're extra white, okay, Ponte Verde.
Exactly.
Okay, instead of, they probably say it with a nice roll on the end, you know. I can't,
they do.
I've never been able to roll my R's.
Yeah, it's actually pronounced Ponte Vedra. It's the way we pronounce it down here anyway. But
and you can say it with the Hispanic accent or you could say it with the country accent, but either.
Exactly. Everybody knows.
It was nowhere near what we were saying.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Well, at least we got a good one in the morning, right? We got a nice.
That's right. That's right.
I'm all about those laughs because let me tell you,
I hear you.
The day and the week goes on, it can be tough, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, as far as this goes, when we contact Eugene, when Local Splash contacts you to make an adjustment or change, should we contact you primarily? Do you prefer text message, email, or phone call? To my knowledge, we still do all of the above, but we just like to know what your preference is.
Yeah, I'm old school, so I like a phone call. I like talking to somebody. I like hearing their voice.
Me too. I like a body. I like a live, warm body.
Yeah.
Talk to a person.
That's right.
Okay, now for the directory submissions, do you have a Facebook page currently for this for the sprinklers?
We do. Yeah, we do, but it's kind of we're kind of in the middle of changing that.
Okay.
Because when we did that, it was mainly towards lawn care. Mm-hmm. And now we're wanting it strictly towards irrigation. We don't want to do any more advertising in lawn care.
Okay.
You know, so
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in for a fresh Facebook, Instagram, BBB, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Merchant Circle. I'm going to put you in for brand new fresh ones under the new business name. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. Give me just one second here to go ahead and get these listed here. They like us. If there's any in particular that you know for sure that you want, you can let me know what they are and we will submit you to those.
Okay,
and you're always able to adjust that. Now, you do want us to build you the website for this, correct? And you have photos?
Correct, yeah. I'll send you photos. Just I can text them or email them to you however you
exactly.
prefer.
Exactly. It's really up to you. I'm sending you one last text right now, photos@localsplash.com. You can begin sending those in at any time. You can email those or text them directly from your phone. It's up to you. We will resize them. Do you have a logo you're currently working with, Gene?
We kind of threw a few around. We have one that's on our, mm-hmm. On our shirts and everything now. But we're just right. Yes, no, it's actually, we have it on all of our trucks and our shirts and everything. It's like a raindrop and has a sprinkler inside of it.
Okay.
It's
cool.
First choice sprinkler repair. So
okay.
I could send you a picture of that if you want me to.
We're
and you can, to. You, yeah, you can do with that whatever you want. We have the aqua blue shirts and the black print, but on the website, whatever, I mean, y'all have the freedom to do it. Y'all are professionals.
Thank you.
Just do whatever you think you need to do as far as that with the, you know, even with the colors. If the black doesn't look good, just do whatever you need to do.
All right, Gene, no worries. Your client interview, I'm going to schedule that for tomorrow morning, between 10 and 11 to speak with the technician. They will call within that hour just to get across the T's, dot the I's, get everything set up. The last question before we take payment here is, do you have proof of licensing, insurance, and tax ID information?
We do.
Okay. And hours of operation?
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Got to get out there before it's hot.
Yes.
Is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
I'll tell you what, let's make that from 6 to 6. Because if we don't, people want to schedule us at 8 o'clock.
They will.
Yeah.
You know they will.
Yeah.
And what days of the week are we doing this?
That's Monday through Friday.
And our forms of payment you take?
All forms of payment.
Okay. Cash, check, credit card, Venmo and Zelle and all these new PayPal apps?
We,
do you take all that?
We don't take that. We will take cash, card, or check.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. So, for the card we're putting on file, is it your name on the card, the business name, or is it both?
It is both.
Okay. I'm just assigning your package really quickly. Give me just a second here. And then, my system, of course, this morning, the reason I'm a little bit late calling you is because I had to restart my system like four darn times.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on today. We went to the supply house to order supplies, and their whole system was down. They had to write everything down, and
yeah.
I mean, it was just ridiculous.
You know,
we were there an hour. It should have taken 10 minutes.
Is your state still opened up? Because, you know, we're in California. Are you guys, our governor shut us down?
We are. Yeah, Florida is open.
Baloney.
Yeah,
I'm
no restrictions at all.
Y'all right now, even though I think y'all are muggy. You're muggy and buggy, okay? That's how
we are muggy and buggy. Yes, we are.
Muggy and buggy. Biggest bugs I've ever seen in my whole life. You're muggy and buggy, but
yep.
I would gladly take Florida over California right now. This is insane.
I was just looking this morning at the way they're just, I mean, shutting y'all back down again and rolling back the school openers. I'm thinking, man, we cannot do this forever. I mean, I don't know what
we're rioting in the streets. They wonder why. I'm not a rioter. I don't believe in all that.
Yeah.
But they wonder why. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at
it's
some
just crazy.
Point, exactly. You have to say, you know what, make it or break it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have elderly folk around me. You know, they have to be smart. I don't want them to pass.
Yeah,
away.
Be smart.
But at the same time, like, when have we ever shut down because of the flu?
Exactly. I feel the same exact way. And if everybody stays locked inside, we're never going to get immune to this thing.
Ever.
You know,
exactly.
Ever. I mean, we have to shut the country down once a year for 3 months every year. I mean, it's just craziness.
And this is the thing. If the math works, then why do we have to shut everything down?
Exactly.
Pick one or the other.
I didn't think about that. That's funny.
My makeup is coming off, and my lipstick is all over my face because I have to wear the damn mask. and I can't go in without the mask, but you want to shut it down. Like, I'm sorry. I just decided to
crazy.
Get myself together with the gym, you know, and I started going the last 30 days. I'm almost 40. I've never in my life liked the gym. It's time. I got it. This is my time. I'm going to do it. Right? And I'm doing it, and then they shut it down. I think that's the thing I'm maddest about, honestly.
That's hilarious.
Kids back to
school. Oh, man.
That's funny stuff. Or I'm going to pull my hair out.
That's what I told my wife. I said, what are the people in California supposed to do about their children? These people have to go back to work sooner or later. I can't even imagine.
Well, we're blessed. We get to work from home. They sent us home and, you know, we're Google Premier Partners. So we have all this special, we got sent all this special equipment. Everything's super spiffy for us, right?
Great.
But at the same time, like, I mean, he's going into the sixth grade. I believe he's learned the fundamentals. But I am literally going to pull my hair up. My own mama, she said to me, she's like, well, Amy, you know, blah, 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 blah. I go, Mom, I'm going to tell you, as the parent of a 10-year-old, at this point in time, these kids need to go back to school or somebody is going to. One of us ain't gonna make it, Mom. I was just like, no, right now. I'm like, you are a grandmother and you don't live with the children no more, so you don't.
Yep, that's right. I saw right after they shut this whole thing down, I saw something that was hilarious. It said, 3 weeks into the shutdown and there's not a parent alive that will ever take the child's side against the teacher's side again.
Never again.
Never. The teacher's gonna be right every time.
You know what I mean? And I hope I hope those children don't get the same teacher they got last year. Like, they don't get me.
Right.
I've already taught them
exactly.
Everything. I've taught them everything
exactly.
I know, trust me. You know, and the children, it is so funny because I'm showing them, they've got this crazy way of doing math, Gene. Like this crazy
yes,
way
they
of doing
do.
Math. And I'm like, listen, no, you just add straight up and down. You just
that's right.
Up and down.
That's right.
Straight up and down. I don't care what that teacher's telling you. This and my son and I, we got into it, core math and all this, right? And I'm like, listen, I'm gonna tell you something. This way of going straight up and down has been working for centuries. They have been doing
that's
it from
right.
the beginning of time. I don't care what they teach you. You can always count on this.
That's exactly right. That's right.
What are they doing to us? They're killing us.
They are. It's crazy.
All right.
Oh, man.
The billing address for this, is it the 5370 or is it the 540?
It is. It's the 5370.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a Visa.
All right. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. It is 4741.
Uh-huh.
6590.
Okay.
1142.
Okay.
0972.
Expiration.
Expiration date is 0523.
Three-digit code.
CVV is 902.
All right. I'm updating the profile. I'm going to assign the package, process the payment. The voice verification reads like this, Gene. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
First Choice Sprinkler Repair.
Please state your name and title within the business.
I'm probably messing up here. I'm going to put mine and my son's name in that. Is that okay?
That's fine. Is your son there with you?
He is not, no.
Okay.
So we can do that later?
Yeah. So just the thing is we can put him on as a signer on the account, but for the voice verification and the payment information, that's what this is. We're just going to
do
everything in your name. But he can call in and make changes or adjustments at any time because after we're done with this part, I'll put his name and number in, okay?
Okay. All right. Do I need to start over?
Yeah. So your name and title within the business.
Okay. Gene Dillon,
mm-hmm.
Owner.
Gene, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, July 14, 2020, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This is a true flat rate. This rate will never go up. It will never change. It is a reoccurring payment that takes place on the 14th day of every month. Now, should you choose to discontinue or pause your services for any reason, you can do so simply by contacting client support 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That concludes the voice verification. I would like to be the first to welcome you aboard Local Splash. Now, Gene, am I on speakerphone?
You are not.
Okay. Can you put me on speakerphone? I just sent you 2 text messages. The last one is going to be, let me see if it's the last one or second to last one. It says, the last one says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Can you click on that for me?
Yes, so just 1 moment.
And then once you click on that, Gene, what's going to happen is it's going to tell you everything we're providing for you in the exact time frame we promised to provide it. And we just ask for you to accept our promise to you by typing in your first and last name at the box on the bottom. Once you hit confirm, what's going to happen is it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password. Gene, you won't receive that username and password until after the client interview has been conducted and we have set the account up. So it'll be about 3-4 days before you receive that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, your client interview is tomorrow between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The technician will call from our 877 phone number. Please be advised to answer all phone calls within that hour in case they're finishing up with the call directly in front of you. Now, if you should maybe miss that phone call for any reasons, they will make multiple attempts to call you, text message you, and email, and then reschedule you for the following business day, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
I do not.
All right. Well, it was a real pleasure speaking and working with you today. I do wish you the very best in all your endeavors. And if you have any questions for me, feel free to reach out, okay?
I sure will. I do want to say this before I get off the phone with you.
Sure.
That since you and I first corresponded, I've had two other companies that does the same thing that you guys do.
Uh-huh.
And they were wanting me to come on, but the reason that I chose you guys is because of you, and I want you to know that.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you were very engaging, you were very professional, and you were real. It wasn't like I was talking to a robot on the other end. You were real and personable, and I just told the other two companies that I'm not interested, so it's because of you that I did that.
I really appreciate that very much. I'm gonna make sure my supervisor knows to go ahead and listen to this call, because those are the things that we really strive to do. And then I'll send you out a request to leave us a quick review as well. It'll come through via text message for you to leave us a review based on the service that you've received from me, okay?
Absolutely.
And I'm here for you anytime, Gene, that you have my direct phone number and extension line. If I don't have the answer to your question, I will find the answer, or I will direct you to the proper department, okay?
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
You're so welcome. We appreciate you, too. You have a blessed day. Thank you for your time.
You have a blessed day also. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.